Random House Audio presents 10th of December, written and read by George Saunders. Victory Lap. 3 days shy of her 15th birthday, Allison Pope paused at the top of the stairs. Say the staircase was marble. Say she descended and all heads turned. Where was Special One? Approaching now, bowing slightly, he exclaimed, "How can so much grace be contained in one small package?" Oops. Had he said small package? And just stood there? Broad prince-like face, totally bland of expression? Poor thing, sorry, no way. Down he went. He was definitely not Special One. What about this guy, behind Mr. Small Package, standing near the home entertainment center, with a thick neck of farmer integrity yet tender, ample lips, who, placing one hand on the small of her back, whispered, "Dreadfully sorry you had to endure that bit about the small package just now. Let us go stand on the moon. Or in the moon, in the moonlight." Had he said, "Let us go stand on the moon"? If so, she would have to be like, eyebrows up. And if no wry acknowledgement was forthcoming, be like, I am not exactly dressed for standing on the moon, which, as I understand it, is super cold. Come on, guy, she couldn't keep treading gracefully on this marble stairwell in her mind forever. That dear old white hair in the tiara was getting all like, "Why are those supposed princes making that darling girl march in place ad nausea?" Plus, she had a recital tonight and had to go fetch her tights from the dryer. Egads, one found oneself still standing at the top of the stairs. Do the thing where, facing upstairs, hand on railing, you hop down the stairs one at a time, which was getting a lot harder lately, due to someone's feet were getting longer every day, seemed like. Pas-de-chat, pas-de-chat, chansement, chansement. Hop over thin metal thingy separating hallway tile from living room rug. Curtsy to self in entryway mirror. Come on, Mom, get here. We do not wish to be castigated by Ms. Callow again in the wings. Although actually, she loved Ms. C. So strict. Also loved the other girls in class. And the girls from school. Loved them. Everyone was so nice. Plus the boys at her school. Plus the teachers at her school. All of them were doing their best. Actually, she loved her whole town. That adorable grocer spraying his lettuce. Pastor Carol with her large, comfortable butt. The chubby postman gesticulating with his padded envelopes. It had once been a mill town. Wasn't that crazy? What did that even mean? Also, she loved her house. Across the creek was the Russian church. So ethnic. That onion dome had loomed in her window since her poo footy days. Also, loved Gladsong Drive. Every house on Gladsong was a Corona Del Mar. That was amazing. If you had a friend on Gladsong, you already knew where everything was in his or her home. J'étais rond de jambe, pas de bourré. On a happy whim, do front roll, hop to your feet, kiss the picture of Mom and Dad taken at Penny's back in the Stone Ages when you were that little cutie right there, kiss, with a hair bow bigger than all outdoors. Sometimes, feeling happy like this, she imagined a baby deer trembling in the woods. "Where's your mama, little guy?"
"I don't know,"
the deer said in the voice of Heather's little sister, Becca. "Are you afraid?" she asked it. "Are you hungry? Do you want me to hold you?"
"Okay,"
the baby deer said. Here came the hunter now, dragging the deer's mother by the antlers. Her guts were completely splayed. Geez, that was nice. She covered the baby's eyes and was like, "Don't you have anything better to do, dank hunter, than kill this baby's mom? You seem like a nice enough guy."
"Is my mom killed?"
the baby said in Becca's voice. "No, no," she said. "This gentleman was just leaving." The hunter, captivated by her beauty, doffed his cap and, going down on one knee, said, "If I could will life back into this fawn, I would do so, in hopes you might defer one tender kiss upon our elderly forehead." "Go," she said. "Only, for your task of penance, do not eat her. Lay her out in a field of clover with roses strewn about her, and bestow a choir to softly sing of her foul end."
"Lay who out?"
the baby deer said. "No one," she said. "Never mind. Stop asking so many questions." Pas-de-chat, pas-de-chat, chansement, chansement. She felt hopeful that Special One would hail from far away. The local boys possessed a certain je ne sais quoi, which, tell the truth, she was not très crazy about, such as actually name their own nuts. She had overheard that.